Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to thank you all for coming back out. This is Babylon Saga. I go by the name of Yeah. That's Yahweh Supreme, in case you didn't know. I'd like to take you through the experience of my office. You know, Babylon is like that land that we're going to leave one day. Some of us going to get promoted. Some going to be fired. Everybody going to be happy. Come on,
check it.
Well, let me reintroduce you to this lion straight from Judah. One of the 12 tribes, all gather, all rise as we gather around the water coolers as we discuss our exodus and all the things that Egypt still doing to us. And Jacob still say it's the land of the beautiful. Been here over 20 years, no knowledge for me to grow. This harsh fools, the kids crying. And every time I look in the paper, all I see is Babylon keeps on downsizing. Man, I found a new gig, new strategy. Sure to have all my co workers getting mad at me. Found wisdom, knowledge, and integrity. Try to get my people act, but all they do is laugh at me. They just blew lamb, getting led to the slaughter while the wicked stay hungry, stay placing their orders. Gotta leave the job before it sets on fire, cause we got weed prior to be my desire. So, my hat, my clothes, my dough, they know, but so see.
They don't really know about it.
New cars, new frames, no doubt. I'm watching chain, but
they don't really know about it.
New employer, 2 week notice, Sodom and Gomorrah. It's the land of idolatry, wickedness and quiz. In 2 weeks, you notice that I ain't here. They try to convince me and say that the job I get is better, whatever. My king provides for me through any endeavors. Up to my stony heart, and it changes for meekness. So everybody try to take one kindness for weakness. They feel convoying, saying you ain't gonna do that. Give him a couple months and he'll be right back. But I don't argue with no fool, keep my demeanor strictly cool. Maybe you'll understand. And if you just follow by the rules, insubordination, the reason you stuck in the same spaces. So praise the mighty Yah, watch your wicked start decaying. But it's coming from me, so you know they gon' ignore it. Ignore it, it doesn't matter what day they'll meet my floor. Because my hat, my clothes, my dough, they know, but so see.
They don't really know about it.
New cars, new frames, no belt, my watch and chain. But
they don't really know about
it. Who's this, who's that, what's that, still crack.
Hallelujah. Giving all honor, all glory, all praises to the Holy One of Israel. It is a great blessing to be able to give praises to the Most High in the little sanctuary that He has set for His people. My name is Brother Obadiah Israel. This is Nothing But the Truth, and my name is Obadiah Israel, filling in for Moray Ishaya Israel. And we've come to bring you nothing but the truth, glory, and to give praises unto Yah, our Elohim. And who is Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is our power. Yahweh is our salvation. Yahweh is our righteousness. And Yahweh is the way to Yahweh is the truth, and His word the truth. So in the presentation that the Most High have blessed me to come up with this today. We're going to be dealing with choices and the consequences of the choices we make. Because we may, as we may all know, or that you may not know, every choice and every action tonight, what type of choices have we made? And whether we have positive consequences or negative consequences. And it's been a great blessing to see the lessons that have been taught thus far this week with dealing with the various nations and the things that they have conspired to do and the things that they have gotten together with one consent to try to do to the anointed of the Most High and try to do to the Most High and his people. So they've made their choice. And one of the scriptures I want to deal with dealing with choice, is recorded in the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. Start reading at the first verse. And it reads, "And it shall come to pass, when all these things come upon thee, the blessings and the curses which I have set for thee, and thou shalt call them mine amongst all nations where the Yah Elohim have driven thee, and shall return unto Yah the Elohim, and shall obey his voice, according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thy heart, with all thy soul." So the Most High lets us know that he's placed us in this captivity. The Most High has let us know that these various afflictions have come upon us. And the Most High has let us know that we should think ourselves and we shall consider the plight of our people today and consider the plight that we are in today and this oppression that is upon us today and these various nations that's governing over us today. And we shall bethink ourselves, and we shall either choose life, or whether or we should choose, should we choose life and blessings, or death and the various curses that are upon our people. So that's why it says in Proverbs that the way to understand your way is to understand that if you want life, if you want prosperity, if you want peace, if you want mercy, if you want justice, there's only one way that you're going to obtain it. There's only one way to go about it, and that's to choose the way of life. And if you're choosing the way of life, you're choosing the ways of Yah. You're choosing, you're cleaving unto your Elohim. You're not going to obtain complete truth. You're not going to obtain complete justice, and you're not going to obtain complete mercy without cleaving unto Yah, your Elohim. Now, people may be under the impression that they have. They may think that they can obtain it. And some may feel that they have obtained it. But you're not going to be able to maintain it. Because the choices that you have made today, the choices that we make today, is either going to make the crooked path straight, create a path of righteousness for us, or it's going to make it very narrow and we walk to the snares of death. So the options that we have for us today are the choices that we make and the various consequences for those decisions that we made today. One might ask is, what path should we ponder on? What path should we choose? What way shall we walk in? Well, if you're seeking righteousness, if you're seeking walking in the path of truth, there's only one way that you can obtain it, and it's recorded in the book of Proverbs, the 60th division. And let me say shalom to all of our brothers, sisters, and elders that are listening via the internet. We know that the only reason why you're tuned in is because of your fear and servant of Yahweh Elohim. And in Proverbs, the 16th vision, and the third verse, it reads, commit thy works unto Yah, and thy thoughts shall be established. So whatever choice that we make, if you've committed your works unto the Most High, if you have committed your works to the Most High, then you know that your thoughts will be established. And if you commit your works to the Most High, then you know that you've committed yourself to righteousness. You know that you've committed yourself to being faithful. You know that you have committed yourself to searching in the paths and going in the ways of peace. And you know that if you are have committed your works unto Yah, then you know that Yah has to direct every step for it to be prosperous. Yah has to direct every path for it to grow. And the decisions that's been made today, you can see as we have made as a nation, we just haven't committed our works to the Most High. We have today a president before us today. And he's been president of this country for a year and some change. And he's made a lot of decisions. And he's trying to pass for a lot of degrees. And he stands and has his own agenda. He doesn't even listen to his peers. He doesn't adhere to the requests of his own camp. He's a Republican. And you have Republicans disagreeing with the way that he moves. And our people, they are in, they're aching and in pain about the leadership that's been set before them. And they're thinking like, oh my goodness, this guy's just inadequate. He's just, he doesn't possess the thing that's going to lead us into salvation. He doesn't have no intent of bringing us any peace. We just don't see no ways of prosperity with this man. Well, that's because most of our people have chosen the ways of the paths of death. Because if you chose the ways of life, you cleave unto the Most High, and you commit your works unto the Most High, then you will have the understanding to know that Yah has already said this would take place. This testimony has been placed before you. But what choice have you made today? What choice did our forefathers make? What choice and what path are we choosing to walk in today? And what are the consequences for the choices that were made today? Well, let's see a choice that our people made, and let's see consequences of their choices. If you turn with me to 1 Samuel, excuse me, that's 1 Samuel 8th chapter. And in 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 3rd verse. And it reads, and his sons. Well, I start at the 1st verse so we get an understanding of what's being spoken on. And it came to pass, when Samuel was old, that he made his sons judges over Israel. And the name of his firstborn was Joel. And the name of his second, Abiah. They were judges and bare sheep, and his sons walked not in the ways, but turned aside the lucre and took bribes and perverted judgment. And that's what these men are doing today. These various preachers, these various leaders, that's what they're doing. Now, they're pushing religion on you and saying you have to follow God, and you have to follow the way of the Most High. But they doing all of these things. They taking bribes. They taking money. I just seen a story this week at a church, I believe it's South Carolina, where they have parking reservations. And the pastor that preaches at this church, he pulled his car in the reserved parking spot. He's driving a Bentley truck. Now, how did he obtain it? Did he commit his works unto the Most High? Did he choose the ways of righteousness? Did he choose life so that the works of Satan could be blessed? Did he choose the path of peace? No. What he did was exactly what Sam, what these sons did. They turned aside after money, took bribes, and perverted judgment. And that's what they're doing today. They're perverting judgment because they're standing with this man that stands for the oppression. Standing with this man that's coming up with inventions on how to enslave and how to imprison our people on a daily basis. They coming up with many inventions that, as many inventions as he can imagine in his heart, they're co-signers. Because really, they in his pocket. And he even made this statement and said this. When he was running for president, he said, look, I've contributed millions to all of these politicians' campaigns. They haven't contributed nothing to mine. They in my pocket. And that's what these preachers and these various leaders and these so-called reverends and pastors, that's what they are. They're in the king of Babylon's pockets. But it reads further in the fourth verse. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Rah and said unto him, behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now, make us a king to judge us like all the nations. And this is what's going on today. Our people don't consider today that Yah is the one that goes before us. It is Yah that rises up, and it's Yah that sitteth down. We think that it's Yah that is the judge, Yah is the lawgiver, and Yah is king, and he will save us. We are under the impression that we the judge. And this is what we say today. Like, hey, man, you're getting a little old. You're not moving like you used to. You need to get out the way. We need some new meat. We need to incorporate some new things. Even though our creator, our Elohim, our power, commands us to seek the old path. But we want something new. And this is what people want to hear. They want something new. Because they say the nations, they got all kind of men walking around, decked in all type of jewels and looking important. And they say, man, we want to do like what the other nations are doing. And that's what we're doing today. You don't want to see your brother and sister stand before you in garments and in shirts that reads, Yahweh is our righteousness, and wearing fringes and telling you to return to the law, statutes and judgments unto our creator. Now, you want that man in that suit, suited and booted, stepping out that Bentley truck, telling you everything is just going to be all right. All you have to do is commit your works unto me, victuals unto me, and give me those substance. And we're about to see what happens when you make those choices and you choose to go in the way that's, see what type of consequences are in the way. Verse 6, it reads, but the thing displeased Samuel when they said, give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto Yah, and Yah said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people and all that they say to thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them, according to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have and served other deities, so do also unto thee. Now therefore, hearken unto their voice, howbeit, yet protest solemnly to them, and show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them. And that's what we've been telling our people for years. Our servants been telling you for years, Bush don't have your best intentions. That Clinton doesn't have your best intentions. That Obama doesn't have your best intentions. That Trump doesn't have your best intentions. That Hillary Clinton doesn't have your best intentions. That Oprah Winfrey would not have your best intentions. Been telling people for years that if you want to serve a power that has your best intentions at heart, you have to commit yourself to an Elohim who's been thinking about you from the beginning. From the foundations of the earth, Yahweh been thinking about his people. You're going to get all the things that you desire for in the path of peace. But our people, let's see if this behavior, this spirit that's in our people at this time, in our people today. Say, hearken unto their voice, howbeit ye protest solemnly to them, and show them the manner of the king to reign over them. And Samuel told all the words of Yah unto the people that asked of him a king. And he said, this will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots, to be his horsemen. And some shall run before his chariots, appoint him captains over thousands, and captains over 50, and will set them to ear his ground, and to reap his harvest, and to make his instruments of war, and instruments of his chariot. And the man that said before us today, that's exactly what they do at the White House. You see, they had, they round up a bunch of children, and that's exactly what they're doing. They plant gardens. They're getting engineering degrees so they can go and make these ornaments for war. They're doing the same thing. They're doing exactly what y'all said that this man would do. But let me read it. And it says, and he will take your daughters to be confectionaries and to be cooks and to be bakers. Now you're starting to see why this man that's in office today was accused of grabbing women by their private parts, and they got this whole Me Too movement. Now is it starting to seem clearer to you today? This is what the Most High said, that these men that will be put in these leadership positions will be doing. They would take your daughters to be confectionaries and cooks and be bakers. And that's the mentality of how most men are raised up today. Hey, you're just supposed to be barefoot and pregnant. You're supposed to be cooking. You're supposed to be this. You're supposed to be doing everything but be in the role of leadership and the position that Yah has set up, set for you. You are, say that they should be in the position that your adversaries will put these women in. But this is starting to look clear on why we're being afflicted today. And further it reads, and I will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyards and give it to his officers and to his servants. And he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your goodliest young men and your asses and put them to his work. And he will take the tenth of your sheep, and ye shall be his servants. So all of our people all people out here today, they saying, man, you can't pay tithes. You can't pay a tenth. Well, y'all said, well, since you won't delight in me, you're going to take all your tenths and you're going to give them to this man that's going to oppress you and going to bring you into the snare of oppression. And verse 18, it reads, and ye shall cry in that day because of your king, which he shall have chose you, and Yahweh will not hear you that day. And verse 19, this is the kicker. It reads, nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, nay, but we will have a king over us, that we also be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. And Samuel heard all the words of the people, and he rehearsed them in the ear of Yah. And Yah said unto Samuel, hearken unto their voice, and make them a king. Israel, go ye every man unto his city. Choices. This is the choice that Israel made. It was placed for them that this king will be your oppressor, and that he will rule over you, and he will be cruel, and he going to take all of your best and give it to his servants. That he going to take your sons and make them like horses and chariots. And he going to take your daughters and make them confectionaries, make them bakers, just make it around and say, yeah, but we will have a king to rule and judge over us like all the other nations. When Yah done already said that he's our lawgiver, he's the judge, and he's our savior, and he will save us. So the Most High, after that was rehearsed in Israel, Most High said, okay. Now, people will be under the, people will lie and say, oh, you serve a cruel God. All he do is kill. All he do is torture. No, we serve an Elohim of mercy. He bends his ear. When the people said, we don't want to hear the voice of Yah anymore, leave we die, give us a servant to go before you and let him bring the message, said the Messiah, he heard it, and he granted our people exactly what they wanted. And what happened when the servant of Yah rose up? Man, Yah didn't send you. You're not a servant of Yah. How the, Yah talked to me. He ain't telling me that. He didn't instruct me in the way. All to be rebellious. Now you have service of Yah rising up saying, look, your salvation is not going to come in no voter's box. It's not going to come to you marching to the Senate steps protesting that they pass a bill that's going to amend your freedom, because it's not going to come in that way. If you want this freedom, you have to return unto Yah, your Elohim, and you have to do his ways. And they saying, nah, we'll take a president who going to sign all type of bills and laws that's going to be meant to oppress our people. He's going to act in exact things that's going to oppress our people. And he's going to walk in the ways and counsel with men that they hold this nation. They go to bed, they wake up, they dress, they wash their face, all with the intent to oppress our people. This is what's in the midst of us today, because these are the choices that we have made. Yahweh said this, if you turn with me to Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. And in Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 12th verse. And it reads, so Yah alone did lead him, and there was no strange Elohim with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields. And he made him suck honey out of the rock, and out of the oil of the flinty rock. Butter of kine and milk of sheep was with fat of lambs and rams of the breed of Bashan, and goats with the fat of the kidney of wheat. And thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape. But verse 15 says, but Yeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxing fat. Thou art grown thick, covered with fatness. Then he forsook Elohim, which made him lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. And then it says, they provoked him to jealousy with strange deities. So the Most High already let us know that when he found this servant, it wasn't no Elohim. It wasn't no power guiding them. It wasn't no power blessing them with prosperity. It was all on their own. At least that's what they thought. But Yah was there the whole time. But once we start getting the best, we start eating the best, we start wearing the best, we start looking the best, our people just start waxing fat and start kicking. And that's what our people did today. That's what they, the condition that our people are in today. When Obama was in rulership, they thought they had done something. They were well pleased. They were like, man, there's no God to do this. Matter of fact, it was a comedian, Dick Gregory, said there's only one thing to believe in, and that's Obama. Because Christ is dead, we've never seen God, but we have Obama. Now, this is what came out of this man's mouth. And this is the mentality that our people have today. just waxing fat, just kicking. The more prosperity that comes, the more we just rebel to the Most High. But it says this: they provoked him to jealousy with strange deities, with abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils. And that's these idols that our people are sacrificing today to the Christ New Testament, to the false deities of Islam, to the false deities of Egyptology, to the false deities that all these other doctors created and conned up with. Our people sacrifice to. They sacrifice unto devils, but not to Elohim. To Elohims whom they knew not. To new Elohims that came newly up. So you didn't even know these fellas. You didn't know these cats. But you sacrifice to them like they've been with you from day one. Fear not, but of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful and hast forgotten Elohim that formed thee. And Yah saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and his daughters. And then I'm going to skip down to the 21st verse. And it says, they have moved me to jealousy with that which not Elohim. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities, and I will move them to jealousy with them that are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. And this is what you have ruling over you today, a foolish nation. Since we didn't want to serve Yah with our whole heart, and so we didn't have delight in serving Yah, and we provoked him, serving somebody come lately, God, we didn't have to do nothing with Yah. We didn't have to draw no pictures. We didn't have to make no statues. We didn't have to erect nothing. Yah moved, walked. Matter of fact, Yah made us. And we making these idols. Now, we making them and then bowing down, serving them. And Yah said, this is a flare in my nostrils. But since you want to move me to jealousy with that which is not even a power, I'm going to move you to jealousy with them that's not even a nation. I'm going to provoke you to anger with a foolish nation. And this is what you have today. It's called the President of the United States. And this man stretch all across the world, not just here in America, all across the world. The daughter of Babylon's influence is all over the whole world because these are the choices that our people have made and the choices we have made. And why do we not? And why do we make these choices? And why do we keep bumping our heads? And why do we keep running into the same obstacles? It's because of this. Turn with me to Isaiah, the first chapter. In Isaiah, the first chapter, the third verse, it reads. The second verse, it says, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for Yah have spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox know his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel does not know. My people don't consider. And this is why we make bad choices, because we don't even consider. Now, you hear a whole bunch of so-called historians, and they can give testimony to how prosperous our people were, that we wore the finest garments. We had all type of fine jewelry hanging from our neck. How you think people know about this today? Because y'all requires that which is past. We just been disconnected from our identity. There's nothing new to the sun. The same way that we wanted to wear the finest garments and rock the flyest jewelry, it's the same way that we did back then, because Yah gave us the best. But we didn't even consider. We lightly esteemed our Elohim. And this is why we're calling these snares today, because we're just not considering. And it says the ox know of his owner. Even the ox know his owner. It can stray away and go feed a whole other field. But eventually, it's going to return home because, you know, it's that my owner provide me every day. My owner gives me rest every Saturday. The ass know his master's crib. That's all that Jack, that's all that ass has to see is his master's crib. And he returning right back to it. But they don't know because they don't consider. Because the choices we made as a nation has obliterated our whole identity as a people. Our whole train of thought is perverse. Our whole walk is wicked. And not only do we not consider, but when you have servants, just like y'all rose up Samuel, just like y'all raising up servants today, to tell our people why we calling these things today and how we can get up out of these stairs, all we have to do is return. Our people do this. Yeah, the fourth chapter. And in Hosea, the fourth chapter, I'm going to start reading at the sixth verse. And it reads, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. But then it's because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou should be no priest to me, and thou hast forgotten the law of thy Elohim. I will also forget thy children. So not only do our people not consider, but when knowledge is brought to us, we reject it. We say, man, that ain't the reason why we afflicted today. It's not because we're not serving some godless guy. It's because we didn't vote this year. It's because we didn't march hard enough. It's because we didn't stockpile in enough weapons. It's because we didn't learn enough moves so that when someone walks up on us, we can break their arm in several places. It's everything. But what the Most High said, all we have to do is just consider. And once you consider, you turn from your evil, from our evil ways, and return back to our Creator. But the Most High said, since you don't even consider, and since you reject knowledge, you can't be my priest. And the Most High, the nation of Israel, is to be a kingdom of priests. But the Most High said, no, since you won't consider, and you reject the knowledge, you can't be my priest. And I'm going to forget complaining today. Well, how could there be a God when there's so much death in the world? Children getting sick. Not having nothing to eat. All this affliction. It's because we haven't considered. Because we reject the knowledge. Because we chose a path that's not good. We chose to go further away from our Elohim and not draw nigh unto him. Because if we draw nigh unto the Most High, you will surely see that there is life. You will surely see the salvation. You will see the hand of Yah. Like it says this in Isaiah, the 52nd chapter, if you turn with me there. Excuse me, that's Isaiah, the 59th chapter. And in Isaiah, the 59th chapter, in the first verse, it reads, behold, God's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy, it cannot hear. But your iniquities separated between you and your Elohim, and your sins have he hid his face from you that he will not hear. So the Most High is saying, look, my hands are not short and that they cannot save. This man don't got no atomic bomb pointing at me saying you better not help your people. He don't got no wind drawn on me. And he can't threaten me and make me bow down and acquiesce to his request. The Most I said, look, you're not being safe today because your iniquities have separated you from power. Our iniquities have separated us from our Creator. But his hands are not short that it cannot save, and his ears are not heavy that it cannot hear. It's our iniquities because of the choices that we continually make to the point that it becomes a part of us and it becomes iniquity. And the Most High is holy. If one thing that we can take from learning about our Creator is he's holy. Matter of fact, the Most High is the holiest of the holy. And the Most High just not going to be in the presence of us talking any kind of way, acting any kind of way, looking any kind of way, behaving in any kind of way, because the Most High just too holy. And the Most High know that he's so holy, if he was before us, he would consume us in the way. Could you imagine if the Most High was with our people, like he was with our people in Egypt, when he was a pillar of a cloud by day and a pillar of a fire by night? All the foolishness that's going on, all this idolatry, all this evil, all this chaos, we were consumed in a moment. Because we don't even consider our Elohim. Matter of fact, we don't even acknowledge there's an Elohim. We say there is no Elohim. So when we make these choices, we choose the ways of death. So when we make these choices and death is on our doorstep, the Most High, like, why are you crying to me for? These are the choices you have made. Why are you crying and pleading to me? You said you didn't want to serve me. You said you wanted a king to rule over you. You said that you wanted another God. So you got your request. And now it's not working out for you. And you being consumed there. Now you want to say, well, who is this Yah that you keep talking about? And these laws and statues. But you see, the Elohim we serve is the Elohim of mercy. The Most High said he will be merciful unto whom he will be merciful. So there may be one that's rebellious that the Most High say, I'm going to save you. I'm going to show you my salvation. But it's better to do that now rather than later. Because there is going to come a time where Yah is not going to hear our petitions, not going to hear our cries, because the judgment has already been set. And once it starts going into execution, it's going to be like it was in Noah's time. But we just have to make the choices. Because Yah's way is the way of life. And if you don't believe me, here's a testimony to show what happens when you choose the way of life. This is a testimony of what happens. You cleave unto Yah, Elohim, and you walk in his ways. This is how Yah shows you his salvation. Turn with me to Daniel, the third chapter. And in Daniel, the third chapter, I'm going to read the first verse. It says, now Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold, whose height thereof was 80 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. And he set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent to get together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of provinces, come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. Then the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together on the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, has set up. The image that Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Then a herald cried aloud, to you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king have set up. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. Now, it says that all these nations, so that means that there was Israelites included, that was bowing down to this. Because they made the choice to not make Yah Elohim. But it reads in verse 8, wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Yehudanites. And they spake and said to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Then are certain Yehudanites, whom thou hast set over the affairs of the provinces of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy Elohims, nor worship the golden images which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then came these men before the king. And Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is this true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my deities and worship the golden image which I set up? Now if ye ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of cornet, flute, harpbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that Elohim that should deliver you out of my hand? And this is what they say in the day. We're going to give you one more time. Stop talking about this Elohim you serve whose name is Yah. We'll give you one more chance to go down here. Cast your vote. We're going to give you one more opportunity to come back to the church, come back to the mosque, come back to the confusion. We're going to give you one more chance. But if you don't, there's going to be some consequences. And let's see. Then Nebuchadnezzar, full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should hear the furnace. They should heat the furnace. No. Excuse me. I skipped way too many parts because I skipped the best part. Verse 16, it reads, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this manner. If it be so, our Elohim, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it unknown unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy deities, nor worship the image, golden image that thou hast set up. So these men are saying, we don't have to be careful about how we answer. If Yah save us, praise Yah. If he doesn't save us, we'll praise Yah. But know of a certainty, we bow down to your idols, because we cleaving unto our Elohim, because we have chosen the way of life. And this says, then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 7 times more than it wants to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast to the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, hosen, and their hats, and other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the first slew the old man that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And when I say, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm, you saw the immediate harm right here. It reads, And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste and spoke and said unto his counselors, did not we call these men bound into the midst of fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king, said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the son of Elohim. And the son of Elohim is not the Christ of the New Testament. It wasn't Elijah Muhammad. This was a literal son of the Most High. His angel. And the prince. Now, then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mount of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, and the Abednego, ye servants of the Most High, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and the Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their hair singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of smoke had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the Elohim of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have set his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's words, and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any Elohim except their own Elohim. Verse 29. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the Elohim of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego should cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no Elohim that can deliver after this sword. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. See, before honor, there's humility. And these men humbled themselves to the Most High, even facing the snares of death. Witness for the Most High. And they cleaved to their Elohim, because they committed their works unto Yah. The consequences? They were thrown into the fiery furnace. But you've seen the salvation of Yah, and you made even your adversaries make a decree. Now, at first the decree was you couldn't even serve your Elohim, or you get cast into the fiery furnace. But after they just stood back and they seen the nation, they seen the salvation of Yah, they said, look, if you even speak against this Elohim of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you'll be cut in pieces, and your house will be burned for dunghill, right in the midst of Babylon. Now, who going to stand up and say that we can't keep the laws, statutes, and judgments of the Most High in captivity, that they do us good here? Who's going to stand up and say that Shadrach or Azariah, Mishael, who's going to say that these three brothers didn't keep the Shabbat day? Who's going to stand up and say they didn't stand up for their Elohim? Who's going to stand up and say that they didn't choose the ways of Yah? That they didn't choose the paths of righteousness? And they cleave to their Elohim. Because the Most High said to me, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess and swear. And Yah words don't come back void. Even the king had to bow to the Most High. And all these men that set up before you today, you and I today, are going to have to bow to the Most High. So why would we choose the way of Yah? No wonder he said, if you turn back to Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, And in Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, in the 4th verse, the Most High said this. He said that, well, in verse 3, after we considered all these things that's in the midst of us, and we take these things into consideration, the Most High said that then Yahweh Elohim will turn our captivity and have compassion upon thee and return and gather thee from all the nations where the Yahweh Elohim have scattered thee. If any of thy be driven out unto the utmost parts of heaven, thence will I fetch thee. And from thence will I fetch thee. So Yah said, no matter where they put you, no matter what they conspire to do to you, because all these nations, because we read about Psalms 3, about what these nations conspire to do. We read about what Lucifer is trying to do. We read about what these evil men are attempting to do. But Yah said, no matter where they scatter you, I'll fetch you. Because Yah made his decision that we are his people and he's our Elohim. So Yah always, the Most said that our names are embalmed on his hand. Most I said he never forgot about us. Most I has already set and purposed in his heart that Israel is his people. That's why Israel has his laws, his statutes, his judgments, his commandments. Israel has the word of Yah. So why wouldn't we regard and cleave unto Yahweh Elohim, our power, our salvation, our righteousness, our lawgiver, our judge, and our king? And you won't need a Trump. And you won't need an Obama. And even after all the foolishness that our people have made the decision that they wanted a king, Yahweh still reigned his mercy. Because after they were oppressed, after they were downtrodden, the Most I said, look, you made a decision, and you didn't consider me. And you didn't even choose the way of life. So the option is taken out of your hand. Who has a heart like unto me? And this is what Yah did. And this is the same king that the Most High is going to have rule again. And that's King David. Because he didn't say the Christ in the New Testament had a heart like unto him. He didn't say Elijah Muhammad had a heart like unto him. And he didn't say that these various preachers that's teaching death to our people got a heart like unto him. He raised up a king who set his heart to serve Yah from the beginning. And he was fixed. And he committed his works unto Yahweh, his Elohim. To a couple more scriptures. Because in order to commit our works to the Most High and to choose life, because these things are in the midst of us today, in order for us to choose life, we have to consider what we have done and how to return unto Yah Elohim, and the type of faith that the three Hebrew brothers had in the Most High, and the type of belief many patriarchs of the scriptures had for the Most High. You have to believe in the Most High. That's why the Most High say that his witnesses have to know, believe, and understand. Because if you don't know, you're not going to believe. And if you don't believe, then you're surely not going to be searching out understanding. But it says this in Malachi, the 3rd chapter. And the 7th verse. Oh, I'm going to start reading the 6th verse. And it reads, I am Yah, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Yahakob, consume. So I said, I'm the Elohim of Yaakov. I don't change. Yes, we angered the Most High. Yes, we have vexed the Most High. Yes, the Most High said that he hid his face from us. And yes, the Most High said that his ear did become heavy because of our rebelliousness. But the Most High said, I don't change not. I didn't change you from being my people. You just being disciplined right now. You just going through the fire just like your forefathers did. Are you going to believe it? Are you going to know, believe, and understand that I'm your Elohim? Or are you going to be consumed in this fire? But in verse 7 it reads, even from the days of your fathers, you're gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith Yah of hosts. This is what the Most High requires of his people, to return. The Most High said, you return unto me, return unto you. And of course, it goes into details in this chapter on how to return, but that's the premise of what the Most High has said. He said, look, return unto me, and I'll return unto you. That's why the Most High said this in 2 Chronicles, 7th chapter. In 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, I'm going to read the 14th verse. And it's a verse that we're familiar with, but it's something that we have to do. And it reads, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and will heal their land. The Most High saying that all we have to do is humble ourselves and pray and seek Yah's face. It says that he will hear our prayers and he will heal our land. Put us into captivity and make it so we can be tolerably oppressed. Not to just walk and have to cleave unto our oppressors, but to totally break away from our oppressors, and he will heal our land. And he will make us the head again and make these nations the tail. And how appropriate should that be? Because we have his word. They can't execute judgment correctly. They don't got the Most High word. They can't keep the statutes of Yah correctly because they don't know the Most High's word. And they cannot be a blessing unto the world, like the Most High said, we're going to be a blessing because they do not have the Most High's word. So if we're going to make any choices in life, we just got to choose Yah. And we got to choose. And if we choose Yah, we choose in life. And we have to stop forsaking the things of living waters, because we need to clean ourselves with this living water and get this dirt and this grime and this wickedness and this iniquity up off of us and start to seek righteousness, seek meekness, so it may be that we shall be hid in the day of Yahweh's anger. This is the way that we have to choose. If we seek life, then we got to seek Yah. If we seek in Yah, we're using the ways of life. So let's just commit our works to the Most High, Israel. Well, hallelujah, the Most High, for blessing this message that he have blessed me to receive this evening. Pray you all have received it as well. And if you don't know, I'm here to let you know. And we here to let you know. Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Hallelujah.
you my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. Put shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim, of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.